You came here to soar. You came here to thrive. You came here to experience greatness. You know, if luxury is your thing, if travel's your thing, if like just whatever is your bliss. I'm mentioning those because those are things that light me up, but like whatever it is with you, more time with your kids, staying home, spending more time in nature, like let's start giving ourselves permission to live life by design and live the life that we desire.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my beautiful queen. I am so looking forward to spending this time with you today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being committed to either getting out of overwhelm, not giving overwhelm attention, or creating solutions for what is possible and available in your life. You know, today it's kind of a humbling message, but I think it's really relatable, which is why I wanted to do this podcast. I have shared over, you know, the first sort of half of the year where my life just kind of, I don't want to say fell apart, but life as I knew it was being brought to completion. And then there was this whole space of living in a world in between worlds where I had shut down all my nuts and bolts business programs or was in the process of doing so. I didn't know what was next. I was taking a leap of faith. I couldn't believe that after having a career for 20 years, I was like needing to reinvent. That was never the plan. I don't know. I thought I'd be like Bob Proctor or Tony Robbins and just keep talking about the same message, which I had always been so lit up about. And clearly God had a different plan in store for me. So in that faith, things got really quiet, which was actually quite lovely. I was traveling with Glenn. I went on girlfriend trips. There was like lots of space. I remember I'd look at my calendar. It's like, well, let's see. I have a 9 a.m. personal training session with my trainer. And I got a 5 o'clock meeting on a couple of days a week with my coach. I'm like, I had nothing but space. And today is not that day. When I've discovered when you really do follow divine guidance, the way will be shown. And I've sat through enough seasons and rhythms in a woman's life to know that there does tend to be the, I don't want to say the calm before the storm per se, but the where the universe kind of organizes this time of space and quietness before the next high intensity or ramp up or lots of activity shows up. So that is the season that I have embarked upon, which tempted me to get into overwhelm. And I, you know, checked myself before I wrecked myself. So I'm going to share with you some of those tips today. So wherever you're at on your journey, if you've just got so much going on or your mind is scattered or you're waking up in the middle of the night spinning, like how are you going to get it all done? Rest assured, you have picked the perfect podcast to adjust your crown, to get you grounded and centered and on track, because we queens are not meant to live frazzled or fragmented or stressed or with any form of worry or anxiety. All right. So let's start with a prayer and then we'll dive on in. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you that you never created us to be busy or worried or stressed or just filled to the brim with work, 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 so that we just can't even see our way out of it. And you certainly didn't create us for overwhelm. So we are so grateful that we can come to you seeking solutions, asking for direction, knowing that you have the answers, knowing that the outcomes for our best and highest good are already lined up with you. So we ask that you would make the way clear to us. We are seeking, we're asking that you give us your vision, not the vision of the world, and you let us hear your voice, not from the ego or anything else. And we, in this moment, release all of the temptation to be busy or overwhelmed and create the space for you. And we pray this believing, amen, amen, amen. Okay, so I'll just share some of the details of what had me start to feel overwhelmed. And you know, you can fit yours in because they may or may not be exact. The details don't actually matter as much as the solution. So in this time of transition, I've just really, like I'm sure you, been looking at like, what is meant to come through me? What is meant to be different? You know, I got a little bored with same old, same old. Even though same old was relatively good. It wasn't even like a really painful season in my life. But I'm just like, I'm craving like fresh, exciting. Like I'm so tired of like the news and the divisiveness and the bad news. And like, I want to thrive again. And one of the things that has me just lit up, that always has been and has not changed, is my connection with other women. My connection with my team, with friends, with clients, with just cool human beings. And some of the recent, which I'm so glad I did this, you know, my friend Danelle Delgado and I, we just kind of dove right in and we're like, let's do like a mini event and like, let's start, you know, getting in the room with people again. And it has felt so good. And it has reminded me, like, I've really, you know, we do so much work on social media and all the like the writing of our newsletters and blah, blah, blah. But I've gotten disconnected from like intimately being connected with so many of you. And I have been having an absolute blast getting reconnected. So thank you for all of you who are reading or writing reviews for the podcast. I appreciate them so, so much. Thank you for those of you who are DMing me. I'm loving getting to know you and, you know, find out about you and what's going on and how, you know, just having a personal relationship. Thank you for those of you that are commenting on Instagram. Thank you for those of you who are in my Q Club, you know, and the new app. I hope that you've gotten the app. We'll put those links in the show notes for sure. And it's just had me crave this conversation even more. So I sat and I kind of like mapped out like, all right, what are all the different outlets for connection since I like that so much? So of course there's emails and then there's Instagram feed posts and then there's the connecting in the Q Club app. And then there's other texts that go out and I'm like, all right. And so I've had significant help and people on my team with all of the writing that goes on. If you're in a, you know, internet marketing business, you know what I'm talking about. And that help has actually had me become more disconnected, which hasn't then actually helped to no fault of anyone's. It's just an awareness. So I was like, all right, I'm taking it all over. I'm, you know, I'm doing all the stories on Instagram. I'm writing the feed posts. I'm writing. We're no longer doing like the Divine Living Weekly. I'm doing Gina's Journal. So every Thursday, Gina's Journal comes out and it's like behind the scenes pictures, me, Glenn, whatever. And then there's the other mailers and texts that go out in a week. And so I looked at it on the page and I was like, okay, it made sense because I'm, you know, a Capricorn. So I went and like mapped it out. And then it came time to like, whoa, like write it all. And I just felt myself like almost go into analysis paralysis. Like it was like so much. Oh, and P.S. where this is like coming from, the like, and not to mention like these beautiful, glorious events that are coming up. There's the Divine Direction events, Italy, Chicago, Miami. I've got some other two other really cool collaborations coming up that haven't even been publicly announced yet. So like there's a lot on my plate. So I was like sitting here at my desk. I was like, I don't know what to do first. Like, it seems like it's so much. And I'm like, there isn't any of this that I don't want to do. Cause that sometimes is an indicator of putting me into shutdown. And it wasn't that. So I was like, okay. I'm like, it's not that I didn't want to write the posts. It's not that I don't want to do the events or the collaborations. It just, it felt like so much. And I'm not up for working 10 hours a day. It's just not the way I roll. So I sat here and I was like, God has the answer. God has the answer. So I prayed and I asked for help. And I was like, what's the solution? What actually is the answer? And it came in so quickly. Why do we use prayer as a last resort? Or Gina DeVee, why do you use prayer as a last resort sometimes? And it just came in that, I mean, for me, this particular answer is I can go and basically put the structure together and I can write out all of this content probably for about 2 weeks worth in a day. And not that I want things to be too canned, because you're going to see on Instagram and in my mailers and texts and all of that, like you're going to get a day in the life and it's going to be current and it's not just going to be some like canned stock photo. But for me to like start to organize my thoughts and what do I want to share and like have like the majority of it done and then be able to tweak it along the way. I was like, I can spend 2 days a month doing content. Like that's actually fun for me. Like I get to like just be creative and expressive and, you know, just and be in connection with you. So I was like, and it was that simple of, dear God, show me the way. Sit down, I was really committed to the answer that I was not seeing. And I find so oftentimes, I would say for me, a good 80% of the time, the answer was always in front of me. I just didn't see it. It's like the veil had to lift. I had to be open to the higher level of consciousness. Sometimes the answer comes in the form of something that I could never have consciously created. Like one of the opportunities I'm so excited to share with you, I think probably towards the end of this year, I'll be able to. Like I couldn't have thunk it up. Like that was like nowhere in my consciousness. It was not like the veil just lifting. It was like a God job of an amazing opportunity that fell into my lap. And I just said, yes. But most of the time, you know, when I was working recently with the wonderful, just wonderful women that came to my home here in Miami for the retreat, I got the message for them that like, be careful that what you're here for over these 2 days, be careful that when the solution appears, that it doesn't look or sound too simple and then you dismiss it. Like this is the way it's meant to be. And sure enough, one by one, you know, one woman was like, okay, wants to leave a corporate job and start a business. And where is she going to get these clients? And it was like, she already has access to this whole network and community of people that she wanted to work with, that it never dawned on her that they would become her first clients. Now, you might be saying the thing like, why didn't it dawn on her? It's like, well, sister, sometimes we're the last to know. Like, we just don't see her. We're expecting things to have to be so much harder, however we've been programmed. And when we sit down and ask, how can it happen? How is it possible? Where is your money or your clients or your love or your team members? Where are they meant to come from? And when you are so solution oriented, meaning you're not even like hoping, you're not like, oh geez, I don't even think this is going to work, but I really hope it does. When you're like really sitting with spirit and saying, I know that you have the answer. I am consciously connecting myself to infinite intelligence right now so that infinite intelligence can reveal to me the perfect solution for my circumstances, for exactly where I'm at right now. And then everything becomes really joyful and fun. I mean, there isn't anything that I'm doing right now that I'm not really, really deeply enjoying. And for so long, I was doing things. I mean, a lot of my life was joyful. I mean, I've worked through this stuff for a while now, but there was a lot of should in my life. Well, I should do that, or that's what I need to do to help someone else or grow the business, or that's what other people are doing to become more successful. So I should do that too. And it was sucking the life out of me. Right now, I got back into my zone of genius. I got back into creativity, community, connection, luxury, travel, live events. Like, I am doing all the things that delight me. And then when I hit that impasse, like, all right, well, writing this content, it delights me, but it felt so overwhelming. Like, it felt like too much. Spirit has the answer. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're tackling, whatever feels like just like too full of a plate for you, let's go and take a look at and deeply ask, what's the answer or what is the solution for you? You know, there's, you know, so many women from all different walks of life that came to this retreat recently. You know, one of them was just like working so, so much. And the solution became very obvious: get an assistant. And we women can put so much pressure on ourselves where we're like, you know, like we have to be the ones to do it all. There's not the money, but then it's that catch 22 that if you're doing all the things, then you're not actually growing your real estate or your business or your company or your MLM, you know, in the way that only you can. And for someone else was like trying to figure out like what her next thing to do was in business, and nothing was exciting her. And it's because she was supposed to step into a season of play. You know, she had worked, she had made her money, like she didn't actually need to have a business right now. And that brought her so much relief. And there was another woman that was going to be taking some time off, so she thought she had to shut everything down. And then the veil just lifted and we, you know, coached her into realizing she can pre-sell and she's made so much money basically, and not going to like start the work that she's going to do with these clients for months because she pre-sold it and just told them it starts, you know, months from now after she's taking the time off that she wants to for her value system. And so these ways that we can limit ourselves and that the limitation is what puts us into overwhelm can just be released, released, released. You came here to soar. You came here to thrive. You came here to experience greatness. You know, if luxury is your thing, if travel's your thing, if like just whatever is your bliss, I'm mentioning those because those are the things that light me up, but like whatever it is with you, more time with your kids, staying home, spending more time in nature, like let's start giving ourselves permission to live life by design and live the life that we desire. And for that, we must follow a no excuses policy. We must not even let ourselves indulge in overwhelm. It's not necessary. If we're feeling overwhelmed, it's because there's a different solution that needs to take place. I wasn't meant to like wake up and like be like, oh God, I gotta write something today. What am I supposed to write? Like, I was meant to have like a two creative days a month where I'm uninterrupted. And then that became play rather than a burden. So I want you to think about what is it for you that's going to lift that burden, that's going to have you thriving and so excited. If you don't know and want some help, come join me. That's why I'm creating these amazing divine direction events. It is It is so much fun and so joyful to be in the room. We'll have all the links in the show notes. Give yourself permission to show up. Like the women that came to the event in New York, they were just like, oh my gosh. It's one of those things you got to be in the room to experience it. It's just everything gets better. Everything gets better. You become the next version of yourself. You're around all these other cool women who are doing that as well. It's also why I created the Q Club. I mean, and if you have not downloaded my Q Club app, make sure you do that now. We'll put that link in the show notes. At the time of this podcast is being released, we have a launch party tomorrow. We have a launch party tomorrow for the app. I'm giving away prizes. I'm going to talk about all this cool stuff that I'm doing inside the Q Club that's going to give you an opportunity to be featured. Like, there's a lot of really great opportunity. And being around other women, you start to see what options are available, what different choices you can make, how else you can do life, and how you can be amazingly, divinely guided, spiritually supported, grounded so that you are living and thriving and shining, not just in the way that only you can, but in the way that's going to really delight you and have you be just filled with so, so much joy. All right. So let's just take a moment. Let's have a moment of pause, a moment of silence. What's one thing that's maybe been stressing you out, creating drudgery, like not adding to your life, but taking from it? And let's just pray that the solution be revealed to you, because the solution does exist. So since it exists, let's just have it be revealed to you. And I want to be here with you in prayer, believing that it will be shown. Dear God, we pray over every woman listening. And we know these beautiful, beautiful beings that you have designed and created for royalty, for queenhood, for power, for leadership, are being bogged down, burdened with so much responsibility, too much, in fact, so much on the to-do list, so many tasks that are cluttering that gorgeous mind that you created. So we pray over, starting with this one area in every listener's life. And I ask that you reveal in this moment, as we create the space to hear from you, what's the solution? How can this work? How can this happen? How can her greatest desires not be hopes, but the actual manifestations and the life she lives? We believe in you. We believe in the power of your spirit. And we believe in the spirit of revelation. And we thank you in advance for illuminating within us all how else it can work out, what else is possible, from a place of joy, enthusiasm, and abundance. And we pray all of this believing, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, it's been so great being with you today, Queen. I know the message is kind of short and sweet, but sometimes that's just all it takes. That's just all it takes. Thank you so much for being here. Check out the links in the show notes to see what resources there may be of service to you. And stay close. 1 week from today, if you are listening on the day that this podcast drops, I am going to be landing in Milano, and spending 6 weeks in Italy with my baby love. So there's going to be lots of new insights. I always become a new person when I travel. I always get the new insights, the next level, the big thinking, the joy, the blessings, all of it. So I'll be sharing all of that here on the podcast and on Instagram as well. So lots of love, my dear. And go click on those links in the show notes right now. Take action on one of them. There's some resource in the show notes that's going to be a major blessing in your life. And I can't wait to meet you either live in person at one of the events or inside the Q Club. Mwah.
Queen. All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location. In October, we're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes, and a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so, so, so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you wanna meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.